Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
You're over there snickering about it. I saw that little laugh you just...
I was laughing about the shit we just talked about.
I heard it right before you talked. You was like, shit.
Oh, we're just talking bad shit right now, people. Y'all don't even know. Bad shit.
Remember in the movie show or whatever, we used to just like rant for 40 fucking minutes before we...
Oh, yeah. All the time. That's why those episodes used to be like fucking 3-4 hours long. We used to be just talking mad shit for 30 minutes straight. And then get into what we were talking about.
Yeah. Then we'd be like, oh, yeah. What are we talking about? Oh, yeah.
I do remember that.
Always somebody's pushing them buttons and shit in the goddamn comment section or whatever. Like, you motherfucker, you
so. That's what it was. Yeah, ever since we got off that movie shit, we bitch less. I mean, we still bitch, but bitch less.
Yeah. I don't have a headache about it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't get notifications of it on my phone anymore or whatever, talking about you monkey ass looking. Oh, okay.
You racist, sexist.
Oh, yeah. Every
homophobic, transphobic.
Meanwhile, he calls me the F word or whatever, as he says that. He's like, oh. Yeah. Remember when I didn't like that that boxing movie or whatever? Because I was like, man, they just made this character like a straight up dick throughout the whole film, whatever shit. And this Hispanic dude got on Twitter and was like, you racist, dude. You don't like me. I was like, I don't like.
What movie was that?
I forgot what was it called. It was a boxing movie, man. But I can't remember the name of it. That's how low it was, whatever shit. Okay. I just remember a dude on Twitter just got upset. He was like, yeah, you racist, dude. You don't like Latin folks, whatever, because you don't like this movie. I was just like, I could have sworn I praised the actor in that movie, whatever. I was like, I just didn't like the writing of making him a dick throughout the film, whatever, and no redeemable qualities in it. And then he says, oh, I didn't hear that part. Well, you know, I just it just came across.
Wait, so, oh, okay. How did you? Never mind. Yeah. Very, yeah. Selected hearing, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know. Once you say fuck this movie, Cody, it's, I hate everybody and everybody right. That's attached to that race, you know.
So, that's how that works.
We go through the same thing in liquor. Every time I say I don't like Dobel, what do you got against Latino people? Why don't you like us? I'm so glad we don't have to deal with that. By the way, that's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. Movie shit was the worst.
That fan base is just toxic as fuck or whatever.
Oh, God, man. And sometimes I get little glimpses too, little peeps. I'm scrolling through like Reddit sometimes. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, I don't miss this shit. Oh, Lord, these comment sections. Oh, my God. These are the fucking worst.
I love how everybody's an analyst and an expert at it too. Whatever. It's like they work for Disney, Warner Brothers.
Oh, yeah. They have like these super emotional ties too. Like they're the one that created the shit.
The gaming industry is kind of the same, but it's funny enough, it's not on the games, it's on the consoles. I never understood that one.
There's some game franchise, not to the extent of like movies, I would say, but there's a couple game franchises out there that has.
Hey, it used to be like a big thing. Like it wasn't so much Microsoft and Sony, it was like Halo versus Uncharted. Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing a game out there, Halo versus Uncharted or some shit like that, or right? But nowadays, it's more still it's shit. I work with people that still even says the consoles or whatever and stuff like that. One Xbox, one is PC, and one is PlayStation. I'm just like, who gives a fuck? They all play fucking games.
Yeah, so, they all. I mean, at the end of the day, they all do the same. You can compare like the Game Pass stuff. Like I think what Xbox is doing with that, I'm a big fan of that. That's why I got rid of my Xbox. That's just me personally. But at the end of the day, they all do similar shit. They have something for everybody. So. All that shit, especially now as I've gotten older, realizing this is fucking stupid. These are just video games.
As you get older, it's more of who cheaper.
That and who's the most efficient? Who has the best first? At least in my opinion, the best first party titles.
Unfortunately, they all the same price range or whatever shit. They don't remember back in the day, Cody. Like the when Sega Genesis came out. How they were beating Nintendo is we're $100 cheaper than Nintendo. get us right now, or whatever. We got the new console out right now. They was whooping Nintendo's ass. I gotta tell you, it's amazing Nintendo survives long, because they've been getting their ass whooped for a long fucking time, but since me and Cody been little chilling and stuff like that, you know? And they've just survived. They're like cockroaches. You just can't get rid of them. They was getting their ass whooped by Sega. Then they was getting their ass whooped by PlayStation. Then they was getting their ass whooped by Microsoft, whatever. And yet they still around. They're gonna outlive all of us. But I remember when Sega the Genesis came out, it was like $100 cheaper. They was putting that in the marketing. They was talking shit about Nintendo. It was like, would you want to play this console or this? And they just kept going back and forth between like a Mario game or a Sonic game and some shit, whatever, and stuff. And then they was like, and then they put that at the end of it, $249, not $349. It was bold in that shit. And so people, Genesis went up in sales because it's cheaper. Probably had more games people like, whatever, and stuff like that. But it was cheaper, $249 over $349. I want to say one time Xbox and PlayStation, I can't even remember what era it was. I know it clearly was before the 4 and the Xbox One or whatever. There was one that was cheaper than the other, but not
It was the PS3 360 era. I remember when the PS3 came out. Price on that shit was fucking ridiculous. I think it was like $600 or something like that.
$600, yeah.
And yeah, it was something crazy.
And the 360
was like, they were like $300. I don't know, maybe $400 tops. But I think it's like, yeah.
Because when those came out, I was probably finishing up my year of high school, and I had that job at the grocery store. And the first check I got, because I was making like $300 a week or something like that, I went and bought the Xbox right away. Because I was like, oh, it's no brainer. I can get this right now. But yeah, like you said, the PlayStation 3 was like fucking crazy expensive and shit. Mm-hmm. And they learned with the PS4.
Right.
A lot of people don't remember this revisionist history that they create in their heads or whatever. But PlayStation was getting his ass whooped in the PS3 area because they got a little too big for their britches, if you catch my drift. They was riding high off that PS2 just killing off Sega. And they just thought they can drop any goddamn price they wanted to. They was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Dude, that era of games, too, for the PS3 wasn't the best either. Mm-mm.
You even remember what you did on the PS3?
Not really. I remember Metal Gear Solid 4 was a standout. I do remember that. But Uncharted. But other than those, not really much.
I didn't get my PS3 till late, till it was like dropping in prices and shit like that. I was like, ooh, I ain't paying that. That's crazy prices and shit. Well, they learned on that era, and then PS4 came around. It is amazing. I will say this for PlayStation, because that 3 was just such a failure marketing wise, whatever. That Sony survived, or whatever. Like it's, we talk about these get like, cause Sega, they had that one chance, and when they fucked up and failed, That's it. They went out of business. That was it.
They literally became a game company only.
Yeah, like PlayStation 2 just killed them. It just killed the Genesis and the Jaguar. It just killed
Dreamcast,
them. They put all of their stock into the Dreamcast, which, I mean, I'll tell you, the Dreamcast was a better console, especially on graphic-wise and stuff like that, but nobody wanted Sega at that time. PlayStation was the hot new thing out and whatever and stuff.
PlayStation 2.
Yeah, because you look at Grand Theft Auto 3 and you look at something like a 2K game or something like that on the Dreamcast, whatever, it looked miles and miles fucking better or whatever shit, right? Mm-hmm. It ran faster. My favorite game, Shenmue, you would not be able to do that on the PlayStation 2 at the time, whatever and shit, right? But nobody wanted that. Sega was done at that time. They hadn't had a hit in a while, whatever and stuff, and it was died for, whatever. And they went out of business. Nintendo and Sony, though, clearly they fucked up a few times, and they still going strong, whatever. So it is amazing that Sega went out right away, and Nintendo and Sony still lasted this long.
Yeah.
So
about that.
Kudos to them on that or whatever. I will always be forever. I don't give a damn about these gaming wars that the fans bring up, but I will forever be mad at Nintendo for not giving me a goddamn console Pokemon game. I'm going to give you shit for that regular for the rest of my life.
Yeah, they're doing things that are like kind of moving in that direction, but they're not going fully into the direction that we would like. Yeah. They're just kind of like tiptoeing, dipping their toe in the water, if you will.
Me and Cody don't plan on living much longer, so you got to just, come on, you got to give it to now.
I want that full 3D version of the Game Boy games come to life. We don't have that yet. That's all I want.
So I read something. Nintendo is kicking Sony's and Microsoft's ass in gaming. So PlayStation still sells more consoles, but Nintendo sells more games. I don't know how that's possible, but whatever. And it's just dawned on me. It's just like, I guess a lot of people do play Nintendo still. Mm-hmm. I just need to pull out my Switch more, I guess, whatever. I just never see shit on there that I really want other than like games that are for the Xbox or Sony or whatever that I can play portable. Or a Pokemon game, usually.
Yeah.
Usually. That's it or whatever. And even those Pokemon games, I look at them, they're good too. And it's just like, why the fuck can't I just be shaking the little hand? Like, why can't I get this on something? It's like, why? I want something epic, goddammit. Basically, what I need is Nintendo to go out of business and put all their stock into that shit. That's what Sega did. They put all their stock into Shenmue and Dreamcast or whatever and shit while they were going out of business. So I need Nintendo to be like dying. And then they say, oh, we got to release this Pokemon.
It's kind of, I mean, it's not confirmed yet, but it's kind of like the direction Microsoft is kind of heading in. It looks like maybe this next upcoming cycle will be the last.
Yeah.
As far as consoles go.
Yeah.
Because they're releasing games for PS5 now. So we'll see.
You know what was crazy? Well, I guess it wouldn't be that crazy. Steam is outdoing all the consoles. PC stuff.
Steam is a fucking juggernaut.
Yeah. I don't remember it being that big that many years ago.
It's massive now. Massive, sure.
Yeah. Massive now, whatever shit. It's putting all three consoles to work right now.
Yep.
I blame the new consoles on that, though, because they ain't releasing shit. So, you know.
No, really not.
Yeah, I mean, you could do these new consoles probably had like about a good 20 games, maybe, or if that.
Yeah.
and we're already about to be done with them in another 2 years or whatever. So it's like, oh.
Yeah, yep, here we go. PS6 and all the other shit. I'm like, oh, dude, like, damn, we haven't even tapped the potential of the PS5 yet.
I really had. The most potential I saw, I think, out of the PS5 was the. I guess the first time I should say is the Spider-Man game is when you saw
Spider-Man 2. Yeah, that's one. There's a couple. There's not as many as there should be.
Yeah, it should be like just straight or whatever. The Spider-Man 2 was the first one though I saw because I when I saw the Sandman shit or whatever. I remember me and you, we was like, oh, you couldn't have done this on a PS4. Mm-hmm. This looks amazing or whatever. Like, look at this right here and shit. You know, and there's been a few years after that,
right?
But it just kind of feels like an afterthought. It makes me kind of, if I wasn't such a gamer, I'd say I probably wouldn't even buy the new consoles, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, because each generation, especially these last two, the leaps get kind of less significant the more and more it goes along. So I guess there's only so much you can do. Yeah, it costs more to make these games. These games take longer, cost more to make, take longer to come out.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about GTA 6. That shit don't exist. But I'm just talking about just like other games that get announced way too fucking early. Like, you know, you should be announced like Elder Scrolls fucking 6 or whatever. They announced that shit like 5 years ago or 7 years ago now. That shit ain't nowhere near coming out.
the rumor is that the new PS6 and whatever the new Xbox, they both gonna be $1,000.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, I'm good.
I was like,
you gonna keep that motherfucker. I'm good. It ain't that serious. it's not that serious.
I have to tell you, if I'm gonna spend $1,000 on a game console, I might as well just buy that fucking Apple helmet then. Shit, and just start walking around with that.
Basically.
Yeah, because like if I start spending thousands
dollars. Let me ask you, is that primarily due to the whole RAM shortage thing? Is it because of that? I heard rumors about that.
It could be just a rumor, though. I'm saying it now, whatever. It could be $1,000. It might be $600. Who knows, whatever and shit, right? Even $600 is a lot, but...
I think this go around, I'm going to wait. Usually every console cycle, I get it like immediately. I'm thinking I'm going to wait this time because PS5, they didn't come out with any bangers back in 20. No. Nothing that really stood out.
No. And PS5 was the first PlayStation I bought because I was working for Sony, so I was always getting them and all free. So when I bought it, I was excited because, like you said, we bought them like right away when it came out. I was like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. And then it took a while for a game to come out. We was playing like old shit on it. It was like, oh, when's some new shit coming out, whatever. And then I got the Xbox right after, whatever. And on both consoles, I feel like I'm just kind of playing old games, to be honest. Every now and then, like, maybe one new game a year or something like that. So, like, I'm with you. I think the newer console, I think I'm going to wait, like, 2-3 years maybe or whatever.
What's the point?
I'm going to wait for those emails that Sony and Microsoft sent out saying, we killing that last console or whatever. Yeah, when you decide to get out, then, that's when I'll move on.
Exactly.
Because, honestly, Other than the much more speed and power, or whatever. When I switched up my Xbox One over to the Xbox Series X, and the I didn't really see much of a difference. Where I was just like, oh, okay. And then even the PlayStation, I didn't see it right away until I played Spider-Man, because they didn't have no games for PlayStation right away. So it was just like, oh, and that's what I was like, oh shit, this looks good. So it took a minute.
Yeah,
we was in that
three years into the cycle.
Yeah, we was in that pandemic era and shit, and we wasn't getting shit, dude. It was all everything on delayed and shit, whatever. So it was like, all right. And then you fall heard of the rumors of a new console. It's like, no, nah, ain't no rumor. No, just no. You don't need to do that. No. Oh, but people, welcome to Dry January week here on the Last Drop. A little gaming insight there, whatever. You know, just talking about it and stuff. You know, but we're here to talk about goddamn liquor now, or non-liquor, to be honest. But I want to send a shout out to Devil's Liquor, man. Devil's Liquor, shout out to them for hooking your boy up with that new Lost Lore barrel pick right there.
Bad ass.
Signed by the master himself, Sergio Cruz, who was there at the event, and also Arturo from Lost Lore. Stay tuned for that. Maybe he will be. Yeah, so this one was aged in Buffalo Trace barrels, Reposado. I am excited to see this release. I'm excited to open this bad boy. When I found out Sergio Cruz signed my bottle and stuff like that, and then he followed me on Instagram and shit, I got upset that I didn't get fucking two, because I was like, I don't want to open this now. Like, I was like, yo, it's the master himself signing it and shit like that. And then Lost Lord, I was like, oh, but it is the only one, and it's my first barrel pick from Lost Lore. I got to open that bitch. It's probably the bee's knees. I hear Lost Lore's barrel picks are just chef's kiss on it. So excited to open that up, which might be real soon, actually, because February is coming up. So shout out to them for that. Shout out to my other boy, funny enough, in Arizona as well. Devil's Liquor, they did a store or whatever. Shout out my other boy. Send me the Four Roses. Did a little trade for the CYPB, whatever, which – easy trade, if you ask me, or whatever. It's like, yeah, no brainer right there. But shout out once again to Lost Lore, my man David, Devil's Liquor. Shout out to all of them, whatever. They've killing it with this week with the barrel picks and stuff. So especially for Lost Lore, which we're gonna be talking about a lot. We already announced we're doing an El Tesoro month in March. Next week, or next month, I should say, the Mix and Match week, people, we're going to be doing a K&L store pick Mix and Match right there. And I've already got the looking, you know. I didn't realize they had a bunch of other El Tesoro picks there. They got the LaForic barrel pick, the one with the El Tesoro, like that Knob Creek El Tesoro. They got a LaForic one. It sold out, though, unfortunately. I was like, fuck, that'd have been a bam-ass barrel
pick. That sounds very fascinating.
I wish I could have got in on that or whatever. So we have options, but that's coming up too as well. And the tequila week of that month of February, it'll be something special too. I got something planned. I just got to confirm, but something special coming. So stay tuned for that. I'll probably be able to announce it next week or whatever. So
okay, look forward to that.
But this is finishing up Dry January month here on the Last Drop. We went alcohol-free this month on the Last Drop.
Mm-hmm.
First time ever. First time edition. I wish I could tell some stories of a certain group I told Cody about in a text right now. I just don't feel like...
yeah.
The tears of your own comment, just... It just... It's just... I like everyone that has goals. I'll say this. I love goals. I'm not a dream kind of guy, whatever. I love people that have goals, though, because when you have goals, you're setting yourself up like with steps by steps how to get to those goals, whatever and stuff. But this company has like some big ass goals, I guess. Actually, it's more dreams, if you will. So because yeah,
some would call it ambition.
Yeah, or stupidity.
For that,
I don't give a fuck how good you are. You don't even taste it. I got about 3, 6, 7. There's 8 bottles on that shelf right there.
But yeah, there's definitely levels to this shit, man. And they're not there. I'll just say that. They're not there.
I got 8 bottles of stuff right there.
Very good. But they ain't there.
They ain't even close. 8 bottles on that shelf over there, including that Four Roses. Ain't none of them taste as good as tears. Okay.
Let's I'm sure.
Be real. Okay. It's one of the fucking top 5 best tequilas out there. Okay?
Crazy fucking talk.
And top 20 spirits of all time too, as well. I would put that in there, or whatever.
Yeah, goddamn mind being what? Tears of Yorona?
I feel like they just said that to just justify that price.
Well, tears. Definitely fuck off with that.
Tears.
I was tasting tears.
I was happy to get an answer or a response. I was just like, no. Well, at least he had one. I was waiting for like a fuck you. Like, hey, why would you say some shit like that? But no, it was more of a. Well, if you check it out, we're like really well based with the market or whatever. Because Tears is like what 220, 270. I was just like,
yeah, but it's one. I'm glad I wasn't there.
You know what I should have did? I should have bought a Tears right there in front of him. I should have been like, hey, you know what? It's only 220.
That would have been funny.
I was like, damn, it's only 220. All right, well, yeah, let me go get some of that shit. You know what? One of these days, or one of these months, we're going to do a throwback to like 2019, 2020 pours, whatever, or something like that. Or
oh, that'd be kind of fun.
That we did or whatever and stuff, and we're just going to go back to those or whatever. I don't remember when Tears were. Probably was 2021 or whatever and shit, but.
I think it was 2021. I think you're right. Yeah.
I know we talked about it so much that year, so it was like, yeah, that was like 2021. The first major tequila bottle Cody purchased,
mm-hmm.
if I'm mistaken. You got that from K&M. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He became a fan of tequila that day. He became a fan.
I think that's what ultimately, yeah. I think that was, no bullshit. I think that's what really kind of started my passion for tequila.
Yeah.
I think it was that bottle.
It was that bottle. Yeah. Because I remember I had it probably a few months before, and I was just like, that shit is so fucking good. I was like, oh my God. I got to taste it. I need another bottle of that ASAP, by the way.
Yeah, man, it's been a minute.
Yeah. I think now that time has passed, whatever, I think 220 is worth it. I think.
Oh, yeah. I'll pay 220 for that. For that bottle? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. 225, I think that's really worth it. Now that I look at all the other shit I bought that's in that price range, whatever, I'm like, oh, yeah, I would easily.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a 1 liter extra Añejo, specially released.
1 liter of some of the best shit on the planet.
Yeah.
One fucking liter. Come on, man.
Easily. So, yeah, I think I need to get another bottle of that. but right now, we're also drinking some stuff from K&L, too, as well. We decided, since we don't have no more Only Mix, which is phenomenal.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Okay.
Before we get into that. Hold on. Before we get into that.
Okay.
I just want to give a shout out real quick.
Oh, shit.
I did say I wanted this to be an Only Mix month, so it is pretty much that. We're still going to do the drink. Don't worry about that. But I just want to give a little shout out. I have been
that's sipping cucumber?
On cucumber. Yeah, that's right. Cucumber.
Just sip it.
Let's get a little mini real quick. Mini review real quick, man. Once again, different from the previous variations of the Only Mix, but so fucking delicious in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
This is an explosion of just cucumber greatness. My goodness. And that lime, too, the way it kind of interacts with the cucumber as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's something, the way it interacts with the cucumber that's different from the Paloma and the base margarita mix. I can't quite pinpoint what that is, but man, it is doing fucking wonders. This shit is fucking
good. That agave syrup and that cucumber just goes perfectly well together.
God, oh, yeah. Damn, that's good, dude.
Yeah.
And like you said, dude, this is like the perfect like summer drink right here.
Oh,
drink
yeah.
A little early.
Yeah.
God damn. Oh, I'll definitely be stuck up with this shit.
Yeah.
Summer comes around.
That shit crack, dude.
This shit right here. Oh my God. Yeah, quick review, shout out, last drop. No qualms with this. That's the Only Mix cucumber edition right there.
Yeah.
Fucking delicious. Yeah. So that'd be a quick little shout out to this.
It's one of those three bottles now. You just gotta have all three mm-hmm. in your fridge now. Like it's just a must. Mm-hmm. It's a must to have.
Shout out to them. All right. Now on to the main attraction.
Which you got that in K&L too, right? That's right. Sent you the link. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have any more Only Mix because we pretty much reviewed them all earlier in the week. So and they only have three bottles, so and it's 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. So we had to come up with something. And there was this brand, and K&L has a lot of non-alcoholic beverages there, by the way.
They do.
Type in non-alcohol on there. I mean, I didn't know they had Lagunitas has a non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, I remember you talking about it one time like years ago. Like, there's non-alcoholic wine, non-alcoholic champagne. Mm-hmm. They're all kind of non-alcoholic. And K&L has it all because K&L is one of the, I guess you could say chains now, because there's like five stores and shit, dude.
Sorry, I took a whiff of this. God damn, it smells good. Oh, shit. Sorry, go ahead. That caught me off guard.
They got like five stores. They just opened up a new one in New York now and shit like that. So that's pretty much a chain now at this point. It's one of the best chain stores you could go shop at and stuff like that. So we decided to go with this non-alcoholic, this company called Pentire Drinks. Coastal, oh, well, mine is called the Coastal Spritz or whatever. Yours is called...
It's the Margarita.
Margarita, that's right. Is yours gray? I thought it was green when I saw it in the photo.
It's like a grayish green, tinge of green, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
The logos are cool. Got like that little
hole. That's cool. The wave, they turn into leaves. I like that. That's cool.
I think the reason why we went with this, it's $5.99 at the stop for a can, 11.2 ounce, 86 calories on mine. Oh, okay.
I got the smaller can. Mine's only 24 calories.
Oh, shit. Oh, you got the smaller can. Okay, yeah. Cody, take us through your margarita there. You just sniffed that bad boy. So,
man, dude, right off the bat, explosion of that chili. So this one, golly, this smells insane, dude. It's distilled with coastal botanicals, lime, agave, chili, and sea salt. And my God, that fucking chili in your fucking face, dude.
You know, the kids today call chili money. That's the slang for money now. It's chili.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me? Jesus
chili.
Christ.
Somebody asked me. He's like, how much chili you got? I was like, I don't make chili.
What?
I don't make chili, though.
Okay. At this point, I can we just call it shit money?
Yeah. I think I'm tired of slang.
Can we just do that? Slang is just fucking old. I hate to sound like that old dude.
I am that old dude, though.
But goddamn it, enough is enough. Stop this shit.
Yeah, I'd rather you just make sound effects now. Give me that cha-ching.
Yeah. Thank you. Even that's better.
I'd rather do that or whatever.
Let's fucking cringe.
Chili. I was just like, oh.
What?
Oh. Remember when it was called that guac? For a
while. like guap, the guap or whatever the fuck.
Got that guap?
Oh God, you bringing me back to the bullshit days when slang was like. Remember, swag was a thing.
Oh, that was the one that kicked it off. If I'm not mistaken, swag was the one that
this is when we really started paying attention to this bullshit. But God, that was that shit.
that was like one of the I hate. Remember, they was making songs out of it and shit too.
Yeah.
Like, what's that boy's name? Soulja Boy. He had like
Soulja Boy. Yeah.
Get my swag on. I was like, fucking beating my head against the wall. I was like, every time I heard that word, or didn't T.I. nobody has a swagger like. I was like,
ugh. Oh God, I forgot. I'll take you.
He called me the rubber band man, baby. Ugh. Swagger.
Damn, that air was fucking terrible. Oh,
that was that mid 2000s, right? That was that 2010.
Yeah, that was like my college year. So I remember that. Yeah,
that was horrible. Yeah, I didn't want to hear that word. Awful. Quoting, then it died, and I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, and it got replaced with some other bullshit, which I can't recall right now. But
yeah, guac.
Probably a good thing I can't recall it.
Yeah, it got replaced with a bunch of other bullshit like A1 and guac. Yeah. Don't nobody even use A1 sauce. I don't even know why you use that as a policy.
Keeping 100. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I just miss old slang like son. Just say son. Yes. What up, bro? Yeah.
What
up, B?
What does B mean? I don't know, but it sounds cool.
Slang for money was cash.
That. Just one letter.
Our slang for money was cash. You got my cash? That's it. It was simple. It was like, oh, I know a cash. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now it's chili. You gotta get your chili up, dude. You gotta get your chili up.
Hey, guap.
Yeah, how much money you spending on? How much chili you spending on that tears, baby? How much chili you got on?
Got that wiener schnitzel, baby.
Oh, you cheap, baby. I got that Tommy's chili. You know what I'm saying? I say you cheap. Wiener schnitzel is expensive as fuck, people. I can't. Shit is expensive than a motherfucker there. Shit, I went to go get a goddamn Oreo shake from that bitch or whatever. Because I just wanted an Oreo shake. That shit was $7. I was like,
Got that Carney's, baby. Let's go.
Oh, shit. Man, I got that Chick-fil-A chili. I see you.
Chick-fil-A.
Secret. That's secret.
That's secret sauce.
So, that sauce beef. That sauce be winning, baby. So, that's yeah. A1, baby. So,
oh, that, like you.
That's just demure, dude.
Shit, well marbled, baby. Look at him marbling. Oh, I can't.
Just kill slang. Don't do it no more. I see you sipping over there. I see you sipping that.
Oh, my. Ooh, okay. You know, the chili doesn't really come off as much in the palate as it does on the aroma on the nose, but I'm really liking the flavor in this. It's it is super, super well balanced. Like nothing is like in your face. Nothing's overpowering one thing over the other. Everything works really well together. My one knock against this, though, I do really wish, because that chili, that set me up for something different. Actually, the aroma is something different. I thought this would be a bit more on the spicier side. Not quite that. This is still really good. But that aroma is a little deceiving. I will say that. Because it makes me want something that I think could put this over the edge. Like, if they up the chili factor in this, this will be a last drop. Not quite that. I'm going to sip of this a little more. Right now, I'm hovering around a 3.5 right now. I'm going to sip of this a little more. How's yours treating you right now, sir?
Is it spicy, person?
No, not spicy at all.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Perfect. Because I was going to ask. I was like, while you think about it, let me just give my quick open thoughts, Dan, or whatever. I opened it.
Really good, though.
I opened it right before we start. I pushed that record button. I got to tell you, I wasn't a fan of it at first, whatever. Because mine's a coastal spritz. I don't have a margarita like those. So I'm not into spritz like that or whatever, really. Because they come off kind of like what's those fucking drinks we were drinking? The White Claws and shit like that?
A seltzer.
Seltzers. It kind of reminds me of seltzers a little bit on that initial taste of it. So I was just like, oh, man, it's kind of down. But the more I sip on it, that seltzery taste kind of vanishes. And it really comes off as like, man, I could sip on this like regularly.
Oh, you know what? Hold on.
Chili's coming.
Okay, chili's picking up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's opened up a little bit.
That might be
it's lingering a little bit. Okay.
That might be a pentire thing because
there it is. It's okay.
I'm getting the same thing you doing.
Yeah.
Where it initially it didn't kick off right away for me, but now it's kind of. It's really subtle.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I like that color, too. That blood
orange. That's a very nice color.
That color is just gorgeous, dude. Like, mine has a blood orange, sea rosemary, and oak wood in it. That's my flavor profile.
But I poured mine in a green glass. Can't really see the color in the glass, but it actually pretty much looks just like the cucumber mix. Funnily enough, it pretty much looks just like that. So,
if your margarita looks like that, then most likely it's probably a thumbs up.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, if your margarita don't look like only mixed in, I ain't drinking that shit. I don't want no part of that shit then. So yeah.
Well said, sir. Well said.
Yeah, that mean that's some bullshit. There's Hornitos in that. Hornitos in that.
Okay.
Shit.
Yeah. Now I'm getting more getting more prickles on the tongue, and now it's kind of staying in the back of my throat now. That chili, I'm liking that now. It's more in the aftertaste.
And this is a UK company too, by the way, people. It says it on the can, made in the UK, imported by Pentire Drinks in I don't even know where the fuck this is, Rancho Cordova, California. And I live in California.
Rancho Cordova. California is a big ass state, so
yeah. I gotta tell you, people, we got a bunch of useless ass cities in California. Okay, like I mean. Like Bakersfield. But anyway.
Victorville.
Barstow. I would say Barstow, but Tyrese and Too Fast, Too Furious was there. So there must have been something going on or whatever. His pockets was empty, so I'm just saying.
Notable for something.
Yeah. That's how he got his start, Cody. I gotta admire.
To be fair, it is the halfway point to Vegas. So it's notable for two things. So
it's notable for saying, I gotta get the fuck away from here. Just when you think you tired, you see Barstow. You go, I think I can keep going.
I'll keep going.
Barstow is that come down after you done snorted the line, you know?
They got that one freeway exit with all that shit, all the fast food joints and the gas station, and that's it.
You in L.A., you high right now. You done had some drinks, some girls, the party. You snorted the line. You driving in the car now to Vegas and shit. By the way, don't drink and drive or whatever, people. And for some reason, you just jumping up and down, listening to music in the car, and as soon as you hit Barstow, that high just vanishes. That whole high just, you like...
Sober as fuck.
Ooh, why is that motherfucker wearing overalls? What's, ooh.
why is it a pitchfork? It's a gas station. What's going on?
And then you see them fucking dust tornadoes in the background. You're like, yeah, we're going to keep driving. Yeah, we're going to keep driving. You know what?
Come wheeze everywhere.
I got 20 more miles. I can just pour water in my gas tank. We can
make it. Yeah, exactly. Fuck
it. I ain't getting out the car here. And for some reason, I picture they have like Louisiana accents and Alabama accents down there. I don't know why. It's like more of a California Southern accent. Hey. It's like I wouldn't go down there. I don't want to meet your cousin Cletus, so I'm good. But yeah, I don't know where the fuck that's at, but apparently they make drinks there. So, I guess my ingredients have sparkling water. That's probably what I didn't like at first. I don't really fuck with a lot of sparkling water. I just like water like that. So I'm not a fan of too much sparkling water or whatever. Agave syrup is in this. Orange juice from concentrate. Wait a minute. A pentire plant extract blend? They got their own plant? What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
A pentire plant extract blend. That's an ingredient, people, on here.
Okay, so I'm assuming it's a blend of different types of plant extracts?
I'd assume so.
That's what it sounds like.
I assume so, yeah. I do have rosemary in here, so.
I'm curious what exact plants those will be.
It has a natural flavoring, including quinine, oakwood distillate, blood orange. They say blood orange extract. That's interesting. Acid, tartic acid. Oh, okay. Well, I haven't burned a hole through my ass, so I mean, it must be good then.
So far, so good.
Yeah. I had hoped your ingredients say the same on the side of the can there. Like, what is yours speaking at right now?
Water, agave syrup, lime juice with concentrate, natural flavoring. Yep, pentire plant blend, Cornish sea salt.
So I look like I got more shit in mine or whatever, just to get that that seltzery sparkling water sensation going on. And yours is obviously a margarita, so not much more ingredients in here. As you said, the more I say, I don't drink sparkling water. I don't like sparkling water. People, I don't like seltzers neither, whatever. So I didn't like that first initial taste, but the more I sip on it, dude, I don't know. It's warming up to me like really well.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm liking this quite a bit, man. Like that chili is really lingering now. And I love that.
It's funny. I just saw in the can, it said it had this, the perfect balance of natural bitter flavors and refreshing coastal tones. I totally get that. Like that
coastal. I get that. Yeah, that coastal vibe. I'm getting that here too. Like that kind of fresh kind of ocean breeze. Like I can totally see this sipping this by a beach.
And
this is perfect for that.
I will disagree with them on this part or whatever. Or maybe I shouldn't disagree with her. It's not that bitter. I like a seltzer. Like how
mine's not that bitter. Yeah.
This ain't bitter at all. Whatever. Like I actually enjoy this. Like I'm not getting that bitter aftertaste when I sip it on here. So, yeah, I don't know if yours say anything. Like mine is like running the name right there where it says. I don't know if yours say anything different or whatever. But yeah, I'm not getting that bitter.
There we go. Yeah, mine is a fresh and zingy, not an alcoholic cocktail that's ready to drink. Yeah. Fair enough.
Well, it is fresh. I'll give you that. I'm enjoying this brand. I think these are the only two cans they had, right?
Yeah, that I recall. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing anything. Mine is a non-alcoholic aperitif. I'm sorry. Sodium 13%, cholesterol 0, total calorie sugars 18%. Okay, that's a little. That's not that high, I guess. Whatever. Solid pour though. You finally finalized that rating now that the chili has come in, or what are you still thinking?
Did they? Yeah. I think this is really good. And I love the way it builds up too. Definitely let it warm up a little bit. let your palate get acclimated to it, because that's when it truly shines and shows you what it is really all about. I spent like, I forgot how much I spent, like $5 on this thing.
It's like $5.99 or something like that.
Yeah, this is really fucking good. I really don't have any complaints about this. I guess the only thing I say I would probably put improvement on is I love the lingering spice, but I think I'll probably want a little more spice. That's just me. I'm a big spice hound. I like probably a little more spice on the palate as opposed to just the finish. But that's just like a little minor nitpick. So that's really neither here nor there.
Paid $6.63 for it, by the way.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I think I paid the same amount then.
For this?
Yeah.
No, no.
Like $3.99, $4.99, maybe? That should be It's hard to say because it's only $6.
Yeah, it is hard to say. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
I mean, I guess it's a non-alcoholic drink, so I mean, it's like, kind of, but it does have a lot of ingredients and stuff like that. I don't know. I just feel like, God, I hate to do this compared to Only Mix or whatever and shit, but I just feel like I'm getting more if I just give an extra $10.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas in this one, it's just like, once you pour it, it's done for six. I mean, $6 is cheap still, whatever. I'm talking about $2-3, whatever. Like $3.99, $4 or whatever, $4.50 or something like that. I don't know. $6.63, almost $7 for this.
Yeah, man, this is tough, dude. I'm still hovering between those two ratings. I think I'm gonna roll with a three. I think I'm gonna give this a three drop.
I only brought that price in just to see how it would affect your rating.
I think I'm gonna give it a three drop on this one.
Yeah.
Really fucking good. Like I said, I would like a little more additions just to put it over the top for me. But it's not really. This is really damn good pour. There's really no faults in it per se. Yeah. It's just my personal preference, if you will. But yeah, this is really good. I would say, yeah, you definitely, if you see Pentire drinks, margarita, whatever other variants they have, check them out, man. This is really good. Really fucking good.
If you live in Rancho Cordova, then yeah, just we'll get you some. I'm the same with you. I kind of figured out my rating too as well. I didn't know if he was going to go 3.5 or not, but I'm at a 3.2. And just because a little carbonation just kicked up there. That's funny, even after all this time. I think I didn't like that initial taste. And as Cody said, I don't know if I find that as a fault or whatever. You kind of got to let it wait a little bit just to get acclimated to it or whatever. I kind of just like the poof right in or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just get better as it goes, whatever. I do appreciate starting off not as great and getting better though as well too. So I'm just doing this once again, which I probably shouldn't even do comparing to Only Mix. Only Mix, you take a first sip, it's like, oh shit, damn, okay, I'm in another world. Here, I went that first sip I took when before I even pressed record. I was just like, ooh, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to spoil my rating or whatever and shit. But I was like, ooh, we are not in for a good show today or whatever and stuff. But it consistently got a little better or whatever. And that sparkling water seltzery taste kind of like faded away. It's still there in the background, but that comes off more as the sea rosemary that's in there and stuff. So it has that, like that oaky wood and flavor in the background. So, and I appreciate that, the uniqueness that this non-alcoholic beverage has with all these different flavors. And that blood orange color is just, I love that color. That color is beautiful as well too. So can't go wrong with a blood orange too as well. I kind of thought it would be somewhere around this range just because it was a spritz and I don't really drink that many spritz, whatever. But I think this is really good. It comes off as very refreshing. As Cody said, I could easily drink this by the beach, backyard, chilling, or just eating dinner or whatever it may be. Probably goes great with some seafood because that coastal ness comes through on the back end and the front end too as well. I mean, so yeah, I'll settle with a three. I'm fine with a three. I only brought up the price just to see if it would affect Cody's rating to help him between that 3 and 3.5, whatever. It kind of doesn't affect me because it's only almost $7, whatever. I do think it's maybe just $2 a little high, whatever, but I'm bitching about $2 or whatever when I'm...
It's not Cascanes. We'll say that.
Yeah. it's just... Keep dropping them fucking prices, Cascanes. Just keep dropping. just keep dropping the prices or whatever. The tequila game is huge. And you trying to get me talking about, never mind. trying to talk about like this shit should cost this. Like, come on, that's expensive. That's crazy. I will say, I can give a quick thoughts on that Hovind too, that Cascani's Hovind that just came out when the extra Añejo that you got came out. Yeah. Nah, I'm good. I don't want to say it's like a Cristalino, even though it is kind of, because it's like aged with everything, like with the Reposado extra Añejo. And Cascani's Hovind is mixed with their extra Añejo, their Añejo, and their Reposado. It came off as generic as fuck, though. I was just like, oh, you would think with those three, great, because your Añejo is amazing, your extra Añejo is good. I finally had the Reposado. Reposado was good. So I was like, man, you think this would be like a slam dunk. Like, oh, it tastes great. It just wasn't that special. I'd probably give it like a 2 or 1.5 or a 2. It's just like, oh, I think that bottle's like $90. It's like, why the fuck would I do that? Like, yeah. That's another thing. The Hovinds and Cristalianos. Man, the only Hovinds I think I've liked so far is those fucking Yayo Day of the Dead ones that me and Cody had back at Vintage Wine and Spirits.
I think that's the only one I like too, off the top of my head. Yeah, I can't think of any other.
Just because it had that apple flavor and all that shit on it. So it was just like, oh man, I don't even taste those. So like any other Hovind.
Yeah, I think Hovinds, man. I don't know. Jury's still out on Hovinds.
They too high too. I think I had the Lost Lore one. I wasn't liking that one. I was just like, yeah, I'm not feeling the, yeah. I will say with the Lost Lore one, because I sipped that with Everardo. It did get a little better, but not by much or whatever. Like, I'd probably give that like a 2.5. And maybe if I actually sat down and reviewed it for 3, I just don't want to spend $70 or anything. Nowhere near.
You put that towards something else? Come on.
Especially
it doesn't make any sense.
Especially nowhere near $90. I ain't definitely $90 on that. So yeah, I would just say just ease off the Hovind releases. Don't do that. Ease up off of them. Just back off of them. So, Well, Pentire, you didn't complete our last drop month here, but
all good. Still a great showing. Great first impression.
Because if we do this in next year, maybe we'll flip flop with Pentire.
Oh, that'd be kind of fun. I like doing that. Good idea.
Or maybe you'll have more bottling by then or whatever.
Yeah, they'll probably have more. Drink types.
Yeah, because we got a stable here with the dry January month, so we'll probably do that every year now going forward.
Yeah,
so,
I like it.
You'll see us at K&L looking at the non-alcoholic beverages. Maybe we'll switch it up a little varieties with the non-alcoholic beers and stuff and see how those taste off. Probably sugary as fuck. So I'm almost certain they're probably sugary as fuck. I will be looking at the sugar intake on the back of these bottles. And when you see me in K&L now, you're going to be like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, oh. I got fucking 30 grams of sugar in this motherfucker. So yeah, we'll be looking at that more. So that's it for the show, people. We're done. We gave you a little bit of everything. We talked some liquor. We talked some Only Mix. We talked some video games. We talked going broke over those video games.
Yeah, that was a lot for this show. Nice runtime too. It was a packed show.
Yeah, exactly. And right on that hour mark that we
perfect. I like that.
So yeah,
I like that.
So. Next week, people, we're getting back to liquor. That nectar of the gods right there.
That liquor.
That Swiss malt liquor, you know? That Swiss malt liquor. You ain't keeping it real. Some double take, people. You ain't got no Swiss malt liquor up here. You ain't gonna run a successful business here. You ain't got no Swiss malt liquor. Like, shit. What you doing in here, boy? I shit. He bring him a Colt 45.
I think something like that.
I was so confused. I was like, wait a minute. That's a Swiss malt liquor. I was like, Colt 45. I was so confused. I was like, I was like, my dad drinks that. That's just beer. Oh, shit. If I can find some Mad Dog, I'll drink it on the show. So,
yeah, that Mad Dog, that 22.
That shit'll fuck you up, people.
Oh, God.
Well, people don't know about those drinks back in the day. They were cheap drinks, but they'll get you fucked up.
They will fuck you up. If you look at the alcohol percentage, it doesn't seem like a lot, but it was the other shit they're putting in there that really fuck you up. I don't know what the fuck they put in there, but that shit.
It'll fuck you up. You'll be like, oh, shit. You'll pour that shit one time, be seeing triple. You'll be like, oh, shit. The hell you put in my drink?
See, your past, present, and future. Yeah. That shit.
You'll see yourself as a baby rolling around. Yeah. Oh, shit. I remember the first time Cody had an Incredible Hulk. I got him an Incredible Hulk at the LA Live. We went. He was like, "What the fuck is it? This shit sugar hit shit." I told him, "I was like, this shit's hypnotic and Hennessy, dude."
Never again. I think it was the first and last Incredible Hulk.
That shit turns green when you mix it. Like, oh,
I was like, yep. That shit, but the first time, I should probably not put this inside of my.
That shit used to make people fight. Like, it started high up on that shit.
Yeah, that's why it's called the Incredible Hulk. Turned motherfuckers insane. I literally hook it out on that shit.
Remember that first sip you took? Oh, shit. I was like, you never had one of those? He's like, I know. I was like, yeah, it'll get you fucked up too, though.
Goddamn.
See, that was the normal days getting fucked up in our times, whatever. Now, you kids, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. You're putting vodka shots in your eyeballs and shit like that. It's like, I don't know what's wrong. Just fuck. I guess that's the only thing you would do with vodka. Why would you put it in your mouth? I mean, but still, you know.
Like, oh. Sometimes some eyeballs.
Yeah. I've seen some shit, so yeah. Saw Henry Cavill try to act, so I had to drip. You put that vodka in your eyeballs, you start looking like Henry Cavill when that City Hall blew up and shit. You just start staring at motherfuckers like,
It's like a mildly inconvenience.
Yeah.
Man, that sucks.
Guess I could have saved them.
Yeah.
Oh well. That motherfucker probably was Homelander more than he was Superman.
He really did feel like proto Homelander, some shit like that.
He probably was. Yeah. Maybe they told him the wrong character.
I think so.
Maybe he didn't know what that S stood for. He was just like, oh, Sumlander. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Actually, S stands for somber. What? Okay.
Take that back. We all know what that S stood for. He knew what it was. He explained to us hope. That's what he told us.
Yeah.
Have a hope.
Yeah.
Clearly that Negro can't read because that's an S. Ain't no. Why with this alien planet with all this?
It's like you've been here for 33 goddamn years. You grew up here practically. Shut the fuck up. You know that's a goddamn S. Want to hear that shit? I found out last week you're a goddamn fucking Kryptonian alien. I don't hear this shit.
I love in Zack Snyder's little feeble brain that English is a fucking language or letters that they use on a billion year. Planet billions away or whatever that use advanced technology over us. They use English letters, so I love it. I love it. They don't have any of the, they don't even speak Kryptonian. They speak English. With an Irish accent. But we're out of here, people. We're done. We'll be back next week to drink some of that liquor for Whiskey Week. The Swiss malt liquor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so with that said, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.